USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The on-off summit between the U.S. and North Korea is on again in Singapore.
They want it. We think it's important. And I think we would be making a big mistake if we didn't have it. I think we're going to have a relationship, and it'll start on June 12th.
President Donald Trump says relationships are building, and it'll be a process. The United States has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that in part condemns the practice of firing on protesters by Israel's military. The Arab-backed resolution introduced by Kuwait calls for international protections for Palestinian civilians. American UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says the proposed resolution would set back the cause of peace.
When the United Nations sides with terrorists over Israel, as the Kuwait resolution does, it only makes a peaceful resolution of this conflict harder to reach.
The U.S. has introduced a competing resolution that condemns Hamas for escalating tensions along the Israel-Gaza border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.